Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
By getting the show podcast at 971talk.com.
Sick of my job, sick of my wife, sick of my future and sick of my life.
All right, welcome back. Happy to have my friend Chad Hansen from Hansen's Tree Service in the studio along with JT Thomas. And good to see you again, guys. How are you?
Good morning, man. Good to see you. I'm doing well.
Absolutely. JT, you doing well?
Oh, my gosh. Fantastic.
Couldn't be better, huh?
Absolutely not.
That's great. So I'm going to tell a funny story, Kim, because Kim knows the story. I don't think I shared this with the audience, though, I just have to say. So I got a chance to go pheasant hunting last year, and I had the time of my life. And my friend Chad here said, hey, we're going to go pheasant hunting again this year. I'm like, perfect. Sign me up. I didn't even ask what the dates were. And as it gets closer, I find out that it is the weekend before the election, right? And I would have had to been off that Friday and Monday right before the election. And I'm like, I loved it so much. I'm like, well, I can do that. I'll get back Monday night. I'll be back in time for the election. I go to my boss down the hall. I'm like, oh, by the way, I need that Monday off. They're like, they looked at me like I had two heads.
He acted like there was a big election or something.
I know. Yeah. So I called
that's
Chad
like
up.
That's like our Super Bowl, right? Election day.
I called Chad up and I'm like, man, I don't think I'm going to be able to go. He goes, I've been waiting for this phone call. Well, Chad's like, what the hell were you thinking about taking off the week before the election?
This is actually a test, Mark, to see how dedicated you are to your job.
I know, but I had such a great time.
Failed.
I almost failed it, Chad. Thank you for bailing me out there.
Yeah, I can't say I was surprised.
You weren't. I know you weren't. But thanks for coming. You know, earlier today, Kim had a story, and you guys got to tell us if this is real or just an excuse for lazy people. Tell them the story.
Well, they were saying instead of raking up your leaves, just leave them on there because it's good for the little animals and it helps your soil and all sorts of things.
Yeah, it can be. There's a happy medium. And, you know, in the urban, I guess, footprint, the soil lacks good organic content. You know, we've basically stripped the land of all organics, you know, all the leaves, anything that decomposes gets taken off the yard and you're never rebuilding that organic content. So, leaves as they decompose, it does add great organic content. However, if they're 2 inches thick, yeah, it's going to kill everything underneath it. You know,
darn.
It's going to blanket it out. So if you don't want your grass to grow, yeah, sure, absolutely. Leave a very thick layer of leaves on top.
But, and you're going to have a hacked off neighbor.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
But so, some leaves you're saying are good.
Yeah. It's not bad, especially if you mow them up and kind of
mulch them.
Yep,
maybe.
And get them to where they'll decompose faster in smaller pieces and kind of fall in between the grass. And if you aerate and that organic material falls down in the aeration holes, it actually is it's a good thing. We do the same thing with our compost and actually top dress soil and yards all across the county and for that exact reason, adding organics back into the soil. But compost is basically just decomposed leaves and grass. And
yeah, so you can handle all that for people.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We sell those products that do just that.
That's cool. You got JT in here. He's the mulch man. Is that what you called him? Does he have a cape?
Yeah, that's his super ego, the mulch man.
He needs a cape.
Yeah. Going back to the leaves aspect and having a little bit on the lawn, I actually tell my wife the exact same thing. She asked me, she says,
honey,
hey, when are you going to rake these leaves? I said, you know, it's the nutrients.
Yeah.
That's part of my job. And so everything Chad said, it's like copy and paste. And she understands now.
Husbands, are you listening right
That's
now?
Right.
That's what you tell your wives.
Thank me later.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. The fact, though, that let's get back to the mulch thing. You guys have been making your own mulch for years now, right? And making it available to people right on your website.
Yeah, yeah. You know, started out in tree care and had a lot of tree debris, so that morphed into you know, making mulch and trying to find a different reason or a different purpose, I guess, for that waste material. And so yeah, we make hundreds of thousands of cubic yards of mulch a year now. Supply a lot of the metro area. You can get our materials at any Site One, Kirkwood Material location, World Outdoor Emporium, Schmidl's Nursery, and order right online at HansesTree.com.
Yeah. What makes it good, JT?
I would say what makes it good is
besides
him pitching it. Yeah.
Besides selling is the opportunity to provide education for consumers.
Yeah.
So people think, oh, mulch is just this aesthetics aspect.
That's true.
But it does provide nutrients. And with the trees, you know, that we utilize the debris, is that the nutrition is vital. So as it decomposes an organic natural product, that, you know, instead of using one aspect of a tree, like for example, bark, which doesn't really decompose or add anything to the soil, the whole tree gets brought in, grows right back to the lawn. So someone can cut down their tree in their yard and couple months later can be brought in as mulch for their landscaping. It's a completely full tree-cycled process.
I love it. See, and you can pick whatever color you want, and you guys do all that stuff. Which I'm certain maybe that's something you got to be careful about, because you never know what you're buying. If you're just going out buying a bag of this stuff, what kind of chemicals or whatever they've used to dye it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot. We do a lot of dyeing, but we use a non-toxic dye. It's all high quality. Our salesman is pretty interesting on the dye side. He'll come in and actually drink it and show you how his teeth turn black, but it's not bad for you.
How does his wife feel about the
updates? Yeah, I'm sure he's brushing fairly heavily after that.
That's all these things you don't think about being toxic. Like, right? I was watching somebody say how a lot of rugs are made with toxic chemicals, and you just don't think about that, you know?
It's in everything anymore. It's crazy.
Yeah, very, very true. But be sure and reach out to Hanson's Tree. I know we've been talking about your winter discounts you got coming up as well, right?
Right now we're pushing a 10% winter discount and anything booked before March 31st. So if you've got trees that need to be removed or pruned, now is prime time.
Get your people out and keep them busy over the winter, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Give us a call and we'll have our arborist come out and check out whatever you need looked at.
Fantastic. Well, guys, listen, we appreciate you coming in. Have a Merry Christmas. Y'all done, Chad?
I hope. Yes. I hope.
Come on, I know the gun store still got a few sales going on. God.
I know.
What are you doing?
Keep me away from that, Mark.
His wife will probably not be thrilled with you.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, but we're going to go bird hunting again next year, so
yeah.
There's always some new toy we can go find.
Make sure you go the day before some really big day on the show.
Thank goodness there are no big elections next year, so it'll be fine. Whenever it is, you just let me know.
Yeah, I will make sure to let you know.
I'll be there. JT, good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you as well, Mark.
The mulch man. You really do need a cape.
Oh, we're getting him one.
Are you getting one?
Yeah, don't worry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming.
All right. Check it out at hansonstree.com. Chad Hanson, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your support. We appreciate that. Have a great holiday. Great, great Merry Christmas to you and your entire family. All right. It's going to do it for us. Brian Kilmeade coming up here shortly. And, of course, the Annie Fry Show. Mark Reardon a little later today. Have a great weekend. Kim's off next week, but I will see you back here Monday morning at 5 a.m. See you then.